The Iraqi city of Fallujah is reported quiet today, 2 days after the brutal killing of 4 American security personnel. U.S. forces remain on the outskirts of the city, and the overwhelming response to the killings promised by a senior U.S. commander has yet to materialize. Rashid Khalidi is director of the Middle East Institute at Columbia University. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The U.S. says it will track down and find the perpetrators of Wednesday's attack. This was a mob. How is that possible?
Well, I'm not quite clear what the American commanders have in mind. It was not just a mob. It seems to have been a major attack, and one of several. I'm not quite sure how you're going to deal with what appears to be a very large proportion of the city that is extremely unfriendly to the presence of occupation troops inside it.
What does it portend for the handover of power to Iraqis in less than 3 months?
I think it's a mistake to consider what may be happening at the end of June a real transfer of power. The only real force in Iraq after the 30th of June, as before the 30th of June, is 100,000 American troops. The American military occupation will continue after that. We were going to dub what is now called the Coalition Provisional Authority an embassy. It'll be the largest U.S. embassy in the world with over 3,000 people working there. That will still be the locus of power in Iraq. So there's no real change that's going to happen. I think we're all fetishizing the end of June.
As the violence continues, as more Americans and Iraqis associated with the U.S. occupation are killed, U.S. officials continue to insist that significant progress is being made. How do you see the situation?
There may be progress that's being made in some areas, but U.S. forces have been progressively pulling out of some areas in the hope that Iraqi security forces could take over. What has clearly happened, at least in Fallujah and a few other places, as these horrific scenes show, is that control has seemed to revert to hostile forces in those areas. And the American military and the occupation generally are in a quandary. If you don't go into areas that are hostile, then that control really escapes from the U.S. military. If you go in those areas, then the kinds of friction that have been apparent in those areas really since last year will continue.
What about the violence and the threat of civil war between Sunnis and Shiites in Iraq? Is that a genuine concern?
Many observers inside Iraq and outside are deeply worried about conflict within the communities themselves, that is to say, among Sunnis, among Shia, among Kurds, and also between the communities. We forget that some of the biggest cities in Iraq have mixed populations. Baghdad has a very large Shia and a very large Kurdish population, as well as its extremely large Sunni population. So there are many zones of friction, and there are many issues on which there's a possibility of conflict. And there have already been some signs of severe friction between different groups in Iraq. I'm not sure that that will necessarily develop into civil war, but many, many observers are terribly worried about it.
What sort of Iraq do you see 6 months from now, a year, 2 years from now?
I think a lot depends on what the United States does. But if we do not manage to make it clear to all Iraqis, and I don't just mean the Sunnis who are mainly involved in this insurrection, but all Iraqis, that the United States will no longer direct the affairs of Iraq, that there will be a transitory phase in which the UN or some other international body will help the Iraqis, but will not have the kind of heavy-handed involvement. And if, most importantly, I think, the United States doesn't make it clear that the American military presence in Iraq is limited temporarily, and that there will not be American bases there if the Iraqis don't freely decide that they want that, which I seriously doubt they would, then I think we're going to have problems. We'll have continuing problems 6 months and much longer than that from today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
Rashid Khalidi is Edward Said Professor of Arab Studies and Director of the Middle East Institute at Columbia University. He's also the author of Resurrecting Empire, a forthcoming book about the U.S. occupation of Iraq.